This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Joffrey Ballet, presenting Midsummer Night's Dream, set during the traditional Scandinavian Summer Solstice Festival, at Lyric Opera House, April 25th through May 5th, joffrey.org.
Colleges in Chicago are becoming increasingly flexible with grading policies as a result of the COVID-19 shutdown. WBEZ's Kate McGee reports.
A lot has changed in higher education over the past few weeks, and many students suddenly find themselves at home taking classes online from their childhood bedrooms. Universities are trying to reduce the impact of all of this on students' academic futures. Northwestern University decided all grades will be pass-fail for the spring quarter. That means no letter grades, and grades won't affect a student's GPA. Other schools are leaving that choice to students. Some of those students appreciate the flexibility, but Loyola sophomore Emily Slimko wonders how it could impact her.
Some internships or jobs or graduate programs won't even allow you to do pass-fail because they need to see like how well you did in the course.
At Northwestern, students started a petition asking for the policy to be optional, like it is at the University of Chicago, University of Illinois, and Loyola. It's hard to decide whether to switch to pass-fail. Loyola junior Hannah Dersham says making that choice requires more information than she currently has.
For me, a lot of my professors don't even post their grades online, so I don't know how I'm doing in their class.
Pass-fail classes also don't typically transfer from one school to another. That's an issue for community college students who want to continue at a four-year school. City Colleges of Chicago said they considered that. Provost Mark Potter says they're allowing students to retake spring semester courses for free, regardless of the grade they earn.
If they withdraw from their class, they too can retake a class or classes at no cost within the same year.
City Colleges has a large number of low-income students who are always more at risk of dropping out. Potter says the goal is to help as many students stay in school as possible. Kate McGee, WBEZ News.